staff is not mendigimu. We're holding by the two dot five lines. Now, the Gemara had asserted earlier that there's a halacha of hasevah. It was that in a case where people are kaveyas u'da b'yachad, then one person says the bracha for everyone, both the bracha rishona and the bracha achrona, just like we do on Shabbat. Rov am havnat melech. In other words, once there's a possibility of one being motzi the other in zahadin, and there's also an inyan that one. And in such cases, it's more of a kavod for the bracha for everybody to be hearing it together. There, we were speaking particularly about bread, because the nature of bread is that it's kavua, so it requires a bracha. Bracha b'mishomo, and so on, but other things don't necessarily need that. So the question is this a din, particularly in bread? So Amar Rab, lo shanu ela pat, the boy has. But this whole halacha of requiring the being meisev in order to be motzi, one another, the brachot, when it comes to yayin, the minhag is to eat, excuse me, to drink even as a cocktail party. You'll notice, by the way, that our word for party includes hasaba, misiba. In other words, that's the whole idea. We're partying together, that's the kiyut. So where the norm is, no, this is not a funny thing, this is for real. So when we're having a cocktail party, say an English cocktail party. Clearly, it's not the derech necessarily to have a Roman kind of ordinary party. Whoever is lying down drinking their cocktail, you can be standing and walking around with cocktails too. Therefore, the yayin doesn't require hasiva. Igri yamri amaram. Now others say that actually we're actually just the opposite. But lo shana lepat mahanyale hasav. If you're I'm sorry, excuse me. Rav Yochanan amar afilu yayin nami ba'i hasiva. In order for someone to be mevorech for all, you need to have even for yayin a kviut. And others say Igri yamri amarav lo shanu ela pat to mahanyale hasava. But on the contrary, the hasiva only helps for pat, because there the pat is chashuv and it creates a kviut as long as the setting is one of kviut. Ava yayin lo mahanyale hasiva. Mashenkim, when it comes to wine, what good is it to be sitting down together? Anyway, it's not really a kviut to be drinking wine that way, and therefore each one should be mevorech separately. We're looking for a record today. I think we're supposed to get up to 29. The question is, can we have tea when it goes up to 35? The question over here is, according to this lashon, yayin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it will help if you do the hasiva for the yayin. Even. Whereas Rav was saying it won't even help if you do hasiva for yayin, because yayin is be'etzem, not something which is koveya. Even though, and if we go according to the first lashon, on the Ibn Rabbi Yochanan, yayin requires hasiva. There's a very interesting point in Tosafot, which is that many people have the minhag to say havdalah standing. But if you say havdalah standing, the lechora de brikat hayayin is not something that anyone else will be yotze, because there's no kiyud. And therefore, you're not going to be able to be motzi, the misubim, so to speak, the kiyud of yayin. And therefore, he says it's a tov lamavdil v'gam l'shomim shiyeshvu b'shat havel. It's better to be sitting, that then it becomes a kiyud, and then he can pat to them. Thinking, if you're standing, okay, this has to do with a lot of the questions we didn't go into la'alocha before, which is, to what extent can you artificially create kiyud by occasions? No, but in fact, I sit down for Abdullah because of this. Maisa, I mean, that's clearly not the way most people do it. Well, yes and no. Because Yiddish has to do very much with the Seudah per se. So it needs to be dafi b'makom Seudah, whereas Abdullah has no fiut whatsoever. So it's not really completely comparable. Maisa, Ketzat, Seder, some have the Girsi HaSeudah. What is the Seder of the Seudah? Orchim nechdasim v'yoshvim ababei safsalim. Now, what they used to have, they would have an entry hall in which they were served drinks. And as after everyone finally arrived and all the gossiping was over, they would move into the main hall. So in this temporary entrance way, or in the chosin state, so to speak, that type of situation. So the orchim do not lie down, they just sit on sapsalim or katsidraot, on the couches, achi kansu kulam, and wait around until everybody's there. Habiu lehem mayim. At that point, before giving out drinks, they would give everyone mitzara kavod, water, to wash their hands with. Now, it's very interesting that there's three doses in one here, one in Pesachim, and one in Chagiga. And each dose gives another explanation as to why this is true. Why they would do this. Here Tosfos says the union is the kavod of the bracha. And another place Tosfos says it's because of nikiyut. The person should not be handling food with the hands that haven't been cleaned. No, only one hand. No, tell yado achat. In other words, bedafka, to make it not netilat yadayim, and to show a special netilat yadayim for when the actual food would be brought, the hand that would hold the cup was washed. So again, it's kavod for the bracha, or nikiyut around food, or Tosfos elsewhere suggests that it's a din in tum'ah, in the same way that we're careful around liquid not to have hands grains that are have not been natul because of the fact that if there's liquid on the back of the coast, it'll be metame. We're careful not to create that kind of situation. That's why we don't eat wet perot, let's say, without washing our hands. Same idea. You need to do netilat yadayim when you have it. In order to avoid any questions of gasut haruach, because the Gemara says elsewhere that it's considered to be migasei haruach, someone who washes his hands, where there's no absolute chiyuv to wash your hands. So as it says, since it's only one hand, there's no problem with gasut haruach, because he's bedakta showing that he's not trying to be machmir. And this is a kavod issue.
What about some people that wash the board of water?
That's a different question. That's a question lagabe hasakat. In other words, the question, what's adif, to do the long washing process before by the time you get everybody back to the table again, your kiddush is already mufak from your seuda, or to have a birkat hayayin, which is not really a hefsek between the netilat yadayim and the bracha, because after all, it's l'tarach seuda, and so on. So the minhag became in this, among the Yekesha communities particularly, but they do this in other places as well. It's interesting. In Tells, they do it as well for the whole yeshiva, because they found it just forever until everybody would wash. It was ridiculous. So what they did is, everybody washes it. One person who is the mevarech ha-hayayin and al-hapat, he says kiddush, washes on the spot, he has water there, and then makes the bracha of ha-motzi to be motzi everyone. That way there's no hatzak at all. That's really not the gear of this issue. Okay, and there, kol echad v'echad mevarech latzmo. There's no kiyut, everybody's milling around. Everybody makes a bracha for himself on whatever wine that he brings. Then, alu, they go up to the central hall, and there has sevu. Then they bring water, bolei amayim, even though previously there was already netilah of one hand, you don't do netilat yadayim in two parts. You do now the entire netilat yadayim, no toshta yadav, you make your bracha, and so on for the bread. At this point, bolehem yayin, even though previously everyone had been mevarech le'atzmo, but now we're in a new place. Certainly, shinui makom is a hefsik for the bracha, and this is certainly not the yayin shelichnei asuda in the opening. In other words, what they drank at the chosim sish wasn't the yayin shelichnei asuda. As Rashi points out, it's this wine that is now the Yayin Shibif Ne'ezudah, because it's here that they're going to be eating. And therefore, one can be Mavarech L'Kulam. Now, this is problematic. I mean, La'ek Lishon D'Yom Rav Loshon Elapat D'Bay Asiva. The first Loshon that Rav was only saying you don't require the Asiva for the Yayin, Lobay Asiva. So, I mean, you have a problem over here with the Reisha, because the Reisha says that even though you're in the Chosim's Tish room and everybody's together, that the din is each one makes a bracha themselves. Or why would that be? Since according to Rav in this lashon, you don't need to have a kviyut. Well, no, that's different. Is it because Shani Orchim, the Da'atayu Lame'akar, and it's a whole different situation. We're talking here about a case in which everyone's presence in the room is specifically a wandering around presence. It's a party. So as we're here in this room temporarily, we intend to go into the main hall. That for sure, I mean, that's like the antithesis of kviyut. It's one thing to say you don't need to be meisev in order to have a kviyut, but you're certainly not going to say that where everyone's da'at is not to be kavua, that that's going to be kavua. So that's no question. This case is a very particular case. Now, according to the other Lashon, which Rav is saying that it won't even help Haseba for Yayin, Lashon Elapatim Ahani Le Haseba, Mashen Ken Yayin, it won't even help to be Meisev because it's no Kviut. So there you've got Kasha Seifa. What do you do about the fact that it says the Ferush over there that once they come into the main hall and there everybody's sitting down, one person makes bracha for everybody? No, that's also a unique case because they're sitting down not for Yayin, they're sitting down for a Seuda. They're going to make a Motzi Lechem in Haaretz. I mean, they're waiting for the Chassan to come in and then he's going to make a Motzi. So meanwhile, they're drinking the wine. So shani hatam the migu the kamani le'asivel apad mani le'asivel yayin. Of course, once already you're being masive for a su'uda, which is kavua on pot, then that hasava helps for the yayin as well. Yayin betoch hamazon. Shalu et ben zuma mipnei ma amru balehem yayin betoch hamazon kol achav yachad mevarech latzmo. This doesn't really make any sense, but we just got finished saying that there's more of a kviyut in the middle of a meal than there would be before a meal. That was just the answer to the last question that we had. And now you're telling me in the Mishnah, well, actually, in the middle of a meal, it would be best for each person to make his own bracha. Why would that be? Amalem in panui. It's very simple. People are chewing. And if you make a bracha and somebody chokes it up saying amen, you're not going to be too happy about that, will you? So it's best for each person to make his own bracha. And here, actually, this question is whether Rabbeinu Elchanan puts in his halacha. Because l'maisa, there's a mashmaut that does bring from the Yerushalmi, that in a case where you stop everyone and you say, Zavraim, Ranan, Rabbanan, you know, so everybody now stops eating. They're forewarned that a bracha is coming, as opposed to suddenly somebody make a bracha in the middle. But over there perhaps is no problem, because an adarab, it becomes now a milah to hear the bracha, especially if it's the balabayit, because the balabayit everybody used to be. Once upon a time, people were actually mechabed, the balabayit, and would be quiet at a table. Nowadays, people don't even know what that means. No, it's astounding. I mean, I have watched the Yerida and Derech Eretz in this issue. It's one of my pet peeves. I mean, you could sitting there with guests at your table, and you have to beg them to shut up. So you can sing a nigga interview, or say at the moment, whatever. I mean, they carry on with their little conversation about it. Astonishing. But at the time of Tosfos, they still had a little bit of their hair. And so the Balabayit would say, I'm about to make a bracha, everybody be quiet. In which case, there would be no problem over here. This is where the Rabbeinu Ochanan gets into the question of whether if you try to make a bracha in a case where it doesn't work, then you won't even be yotze. Where he questions the reliability of this din in the Tosfos. But who omer al hamugmar? And the same person who made that bracha on the Yayin Le'achar HaMazon, he's the one that should say the bracha on the mugmar, which is brought after this udan. That was the next piece that we had in the Mishnah. Now, if I need to be told that, obviously, he's not the guy I would have originally selected, is that correct? In other words, he's not the most important person to that. He's not the balabait, it's whoever he is. So if that's the case, apparently, there's someone better than him to make the bracha. Nonetheless, he's making the bracha. Now, the Gra takes out the next piece, the amai, he takes all of that out because it's actually not nogea here. All that we're talking about, brachaba, the netilat yadayim b'achrona, was only a simon, as we'll see in a moment. We're only being medayik over here that having done a mitzvah as part of the Seder HaSeuda, we're not questioning why you were selected. You were selected because the balabayit liked it, because he owed you money, because you're pretty. Who cares? Whatever the reason is, that's why you were selected. The question is, what now is the reason that we keep rolling along in this way, in which particularly him? So here we say, that the way in which we indicate that a person is made to do a mitzvah is essentially by giving him a kedima to a mitzvah before, and that's an indication that he's mukdam to a mitzvah later. So the way in which politely to suggest that someone should be mevorech is to allow him to be the first one to be mevorech netilat yadayim, and that shows that he's the one that is going to be mevorech on the mazon. Actually, Rav and Rebbe Thia were both sitting there at Rebbe's table. So Rabbi said to Rav, "Kum mashiyatcha, get up and wash your hands." So Rav Chiya noticed that Rav was just looking white as a sheet. He's trembling. He realized that Rav took this as a put down, and that Rebbe was telling him, "Listen, you slob, you wash your hand. Look how you're eating." Something like that. You know, so that he meant it, that he should be aware that he's not a mensch. That Rav Chiya said to him, he's trying to tell you to get ready to bench for the tzibur, so he told you to wash your hands first. So once that's true, then already that person would be the one that would all, since this is the way we're mechaved him with the mitzvahs that follow the Birkat HaMazon as well, which would be the mugmar, which finish things off with a good smell.
What
is it called? Bar Pachti means the son of Gidolim. He always called him that, especially when it was in occasions when he was nervous.
Which
word
is
this? Amarim Zera Amarov Bar Yirmi. No, we're talking over here about Akrav, Akrav Birkat HaMazon. This is Apapi. Here it says Apapi she'eme b'inat mugmar elo le'achar ha'se'uda. Le'achar ha'se'uda over here means le'achar Birkat HaMazon. The Mishnah speaks that that we had yesterday.
So the guy
who was in the Mubar, the one who's in the Mubar as well. Omer Abizeh Ramah Rabbe Bar Yirmiah. Well, you know, I forgot to mention to you yesterday, this is a very cute there. You notice, in such a chaval, I forgot, but I can't resist interrupting. Yesterday we had a case of Rabbi Yehuda who was trying to get his daughter married off, his son married off to the daughter of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chaviva, which proved that you can marry someone with the same name. Exactly. Whose father said, this is a whole question. Can you marry the Rabbi Yehuda? Chassid, of course, part of his savas. Don't marry someone who has the same name as your father. And right here, smack bang in the Gemara, it's exactly the case. He was trying to get to marry off his son. Someone who had the same name as father, had the same name as the husband. So in fact, many bring this as a raya that the Rabbi Chassid was only said as a special inyanim of Chassidus to his own family, that he knew that they needed particular tikkunim. It's not meant to be taken as a general rule. Okay, others learned that Akbar was only on a chosim, has the same name, meaning the same name. And same father's name, not about his personal name. Okay, I couldn't resist. Sorry. It's so no gay, because it comes up all the time. People are very marked. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman would tell people not to be marked. No, that's where I'm Rabbi Zera, I'm Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah. So we talked about the bracha on the mugmar. What point does one make a bracha on the mugmar? From the point that it starts to smoke, at that point you already make the bracha, which means that you haven't even smelled it yet necessarily. You're on the other end of the room. Why would he do that? He hasn't smelled it, has he? What kind of stupid question is that? It's made before you ate it. So why am I going to let? The point is, you make the bracha when you are about to eat it, so it's, why is the same thing over here? Now, the mice, I mean, what was the question?
Well, there's a difference between
the
rest
of
your hand, you're about to put it in your mouth, and you have to wait for the smoke to get to you. You smoke it'll ever get
done. Does it? Everything is pushing. No, it's a big kish of the tzlach. No, listen. Again, not everyone was safe to have in his base of medrash. They had the right answer. But indeed, that's the tzlach that gives that answer. When you have something in your hand already, you get a reyach, it's not in your hand to do. Omra p'ya b'rei da'aba b'nachmeni, omra p'chistam ra'ab, b'amra omra p'chistam is a yiri. Kol ha'mugmarot b'vorchina layem b'reyach tzei b'samim. L'maisa the mugmarot are made out of various type of woods that are burned. And you would therefore make a borei atzei b'samim, unless you're actually burning musk, the chutz mimusk, and that because it comes from an animal, obviously you're not going to say borei atzei b'samim. So there, it's a shemen chaya, shemen vorchina layem borei minei b'samim. So the b'samim has his mouth. Generally speaking, we will not make a bracha of atzei b'samim unless it's something that is very chashuv, and the eitz itself is the carrier of the smell. It doesn't require any other elements of the tree with it. But generally speaking, and that includes hadas, but generally speaking, we would not make a bracha on the eitz of everything. In any event, tiyuth. Now, Tosis brings that the obvious in the Bahar did not have a girsa to Yuta. And his girsa was that they answered, and when it says here, Hadas, Hadas is a model. Hadas for Chol Tadami. In other words, well, it doesn't mean, why is it Hafka Hadas? Anything similar to Hadas. In other words, anything which is grown particularly for its Reyach, that's the issue. So it's not a question of whether you need other things with it or not. It's a shaila of whether the main purpose of planting this thing is for Reyach. And a Farsimon as well. The question of Farsimon was made to be burned. Rather than to be pressed.
I think whether it fills up in smoke, does that change from its eighth?
Yes, that's the point. That's the whole Kiddush. Even though at the time that you smell it, the eighth is no longer here, you would say, why would I make borei atzei b'samim? But since this is the main purpose of it, that's why these are unique. They're made to be burned as incense, and therefore that is their actual hanah. And so then we make a bracha of the eighth, even though at this point the eighth is no longer here.
When you say eighth, is not that the eighth and leaves is the same?
Yeah, but the eighth itself is what's burned, and really? It's mafik that it is now. Yeah, I mean, we don't use a mugmar. We smell, we're smelling something that isn't burned. Omalei Rav Chisla Rav Yitzchak, hi mashka the afarsimon. How about afarsimon oil? What would you be mevorach if you're smelling it? Omalei Hocham Rav Yuda, borei shemen artsenu. This was basically from Yericho. As a matter of fact, they used to call Yericho Yericho. Rashi says it was called al shem hareah, which of course is expressed in the Reyach HaKtoret that could be smelled all over the Reyach. That's really the Yericha, right? So he made the bracha there for Al Shem Eretz Yisrael, because after all, the Hashivut of our Yericha is a very important chelik of Eretz Yisrael, for tinos, for giving away, things like that. So Amalei, bar minade Rav Yehuda, forget about Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, you can't bring a raya from him. The Chaviv Alei Eretz Yisrael. To him, Eretz Yisrael is so important, he sticks it in wherever he can. So he makes a bracha for Hashem and Artsenu. We're not talking about the far right over here. We're talking about the Kuli Alma. So the Kuli Alma, my, what would regular people say? Amay Yachy Amr Yochanan Borei Shemen Arev. Say bracha on sweet smelling oil. Well, it's not clear exactly. It's very, very not clear. A major cash thing, and it isn't clear exactly what tree it was. Omer Avada Barava, Hai Kasharta Mevorchin Aluye Borei Atzei B'Samim. This is Koshet, what we call Koshet. So it's a Borei Atzei B'Samim, but when we make oil with, how do you say Koshet? Yeah, I don't know what they refer to. Abu Mashta Kavisha Lo. If you put oil that has Koshet in it, it gives a smell to the oil, you do not make a bracha, because you're not really making the bracha on that which is in the oil. Make it on the oil, but the oil really doesn't have an ikker. In other words, the smell is not coming from the oil. It's something that's been absorbed. You wouldn't make a bracha in that case. There's a big machlok. So that's how Rashi learns it. And he understands the next piece of Rav Kahana Amar Afilu Mashka Kavisha Abu Mashka Tchina Lo, that if you have the shemen that has the actual, like the worm at the bottom of the tequila bottle. So somewhere in there you've got some kosher at the bottom. Then you would. But if it's tchina, in other words, it was ground up kosher, then if you put it in the shemen briefly, that's why they grind it, because it's not going to be sitting in there. They want to have a quick flow of oil over these things to gather smell. And they market this, cheapo perfumes, like toilet water kind of thing. That's not kosher enough to absorb the smell. Now, Tosfos says that he was mekabel from his rabbeim, you're going to love this one, that this actually is referring to tchina. what we call tefillin.
They and that in principle.
Apparently, and they had a minhag that they would put tzumtzum together with all types of sweet-smelling things, rose water or afaisimon and so on. The tzumtzum would absorb the smell. So when it says over here tefillin, they really mean tefillin. So in other words, they would use the oil of the tefillin, and the oil would be a thing that had smell in it that they had absorbed. So then they would put the atzei besamim together with that. When it was only tefillin, it wasn't the tzumtzum itself that had been sitting together for a long time. So that didn't absorb that much smell, and that would be more sesame-like than actual smell. It's a very completely different way of looking at it. Now, dayami afilu mashka tefillin, even mashka tefillin is enough. And of course, this is very nogea, the question of perfume, what we call perfume. Because the shaila is over here, if you're learning that the question revolves around a reach she'en lo ikar, whether the absorbed reach into some other matrix is considered to be an actual perfume, then one way of understanding the machlokas over here would be whether we say that the bracha of reach was made on a substance that smells, or whether the bracha of reach was made on smell. The fact that we identify the substance in the bracha very carefully, or implies that it's nogea the substance. If it's nogea the substance, and when I'm able to encapsulate the smell in something else, then maybe that's the sheet of those who hold, but that's not what the bracha was for. The bracha was for the smell when the substance is here, in which case we wouldn't make a bracha on something that carries smell from something else, unless it's actually something that is actually there. No, that's even less. I mean, you seem to be focusing on the beautiful woman, not on the smell. Otherwise, it could be a dog that has the perfume on it. Bless heaven, you had to say a beautiful woman. And if the beautiful woman wasn't beautiful,
well, I was gonna say
she wouldn't use the same perfume. Maybe she would even want more of the perfume. Yeah, the next shaila is, what about babies that are drinking Similac? Do they have to make a brach on the Similac? I'm around high Similac. That actually wasn't the pshat. It was actually
jasmine.
So the Similac, Rashi says, is jasmine, is yasmin, but what he describes is not jasmine. He describes, he describes a plant which has three rows of leaves, each one of which sprouts also three of these flowers, and that's what's nice. I don't know exactly what that would be. Omer of Hanan el Amarav, how do they translate that in your English language? Similar. They say jasmine?
Jasmine. And on the bottom, it's a rashi.
Okay, let's say clearly.
Do you have anything for kosher?
Kosher? Costas. Yeah,
rashi was mentioned jasmine, not the same thing mentioned by Chumash, by Yaakov.
Yeah, it's sigli. But over there, it's sigli. Well, here we talk about sigli separately.
With Reuben.
With Reuben. It's a big question. It's the norm they translate it as balsamon. Omer Chanan al Amarav, Hane Chalki the Yama, Mevorachin al Yobore Atei Besamim. Now, this was a, Rashi brings it, it was called Asvig. I know that I've seen that word in English too, but I don't know. He says from the Besamim. A Victoris, it's Shibolet Nerd. So the point that's important over here, it's fascinating, is that this was a plant, not a tree. And nonetheless, you say Bore Atei Besamim, which is interesting. The reason being that the criteria that define tree in terms of bracha, or that define tree botanically, or that define tree for the bracha of the peirot are completely different. And the Gemara brings a raya over here that what we're interested in eight is not ilan. When it comes to the birchat besamim, we're interested in something hard as wood. Something that's hard as eight is called atzei besamim. Not because it's a tree, the whole fascinating thing, but rather wood of both, literal wood. So therefore, the raya is mikra, v'yihe elatam hagaga, v'titimenein bipishtei ha'eitz. Now, pishtim is not really eight. However, because it has these hard givolim, we refer to it to pishtei ha'eitz, in which case, this chalfidiyama also has these hard givolim, hods, that are hard like eights, and therefore we make a bracha on eight seed.
Can you read them?
Yeah. Hi, narkum, the gununita. How's what your,
Narkum.
Rashi says it's the chavatzelot ha'sharon, but the question is,
rose or lily?
Lily is the way they are, but it's hard to make an
arkis.
They say it's an arkis. We're working on a bore atzei besamim, but that's because it's in the gun. If it's in the dabra, there it's bore isvei besamim. Over there, when it grows wild, it's more like an asev rather than a cultivated tree. On Ripshesh's honey sigli, we're working on a bore isvei besamim. A sigli is very, Rashi brings here violet. Yeah, so, but then our violets don't, yes, they go. But our violets are not exactly besamim. So, you want to smell the metro or a quince. So you say, Baruch Shnatan Reach Tov B'Peirot. Now, it's very important, as Satosva says, that this is only when you're specifically smelling from them, not when you're happening, I mean, you were going to eat them and you maybe you get the smell. Over there, the kavanah is eating. Some achronim take the tosfos of Kuzza Chazanish so far that they hold that unless it's miyuchad you're smelling, it's not considered to be in essence a smell, and therefore the fact that you happen to take one smell and then put it back to eat, you know, later in the pile of fruit and so on, even that wouldn't be koveya it for smells, and you shouldn't make a brocha of reactum pirotam. Omer of Yehuda, and here's one that's nogea today. I mind enough it be human Nisan. Somebody goes out during Nisan. The Chazi Ilani to come alav lave, and he sees these blossoming trees. Omer Baruch Shaloch Yisrael Olamot Klum Ubarabo Briotovot Vilanotovot Lehitznaot or Vigirs that we have is Lehanot Ben Bnei Adam. And here are all kinds of questions. First of all, is it Dafke Yume Nisan, or is it just that the Berhat Kakatuv Behove? Would this be true in Australia? It's much. How about in New Zealand? So is it a Nisan halacha? That's the question. It just means for at the time when Ilanot or Malavlevi. Alpi Kabbalah, the Chida brings that it's Miyuchah, the broken Dafke to Nisan. But in terms of the poskim who are not interested in the Kabbalistic elements, it's just
anytime.
The next question is, it says Ilani. Is that Lashon Rabin? Is that two Ilanot minimum? But you can't make this bracha on a single Ilan. Some indeed pass in that way, so it's certainly kibay to make sure you have two Ilanot. Okay. The other question is whether the Hanot Behen B'nei Adam means full Hana'ah, which is ultimately to eat them. And you know the way people are. Join the army, see the world, and then kill everybody. You know, that kind of thing. I mean, you're going to see these nice fruits, and then you're going to eat them.
Well,
yeah.
No, I mean,
I speak a little facetious.
You can just enjoy the trees that are flowering.
So that's the shayla. Is the bracha kavua davka on things where lahanot ben bnei adam, since the fruit. In other words, my usage of the tree, where this is not the etzem of lahanot ben bnei adam. Where I have a tree, which I understand is made for the tzorech of achilas, the way I look at it, where we look at all the things in the world. So therefore I say, look, I mean, it would be just as easy for God to supply our needs with, processed bugs. I mean, the fact that we have these beautiful fruit, and not only that, but adding all these delicious smells is not just for the bees, it's for the birds and the people as well. So, Mamela, we're Mavorifan, but that would mean that you should choose Dafka and Elon that you're going to be able to eat. If it's something that isn't really for eating, so then it wouldn't be a good thing to make this bracha on, which is why many people do not make the bracha on the tree that flowers at the corner of Rehov Beit El and, as it turns out,
that's only one tree?
That orange tree. A, because it's only one tree. B, because anybody who's tried those oranges has found them to be extremely sour, and it had such a shame because the entire lot smells of that.
Excellent.
I'm telling you, our desert is no better. That's the shame. High mandanufik. What does the meaning of high mandanufik? Many are medayik from here that there's no Indian to go out and search for trees.
People do.
If you happen to see the tree, so then there's an Indian to make the draw. Again, of course, the Kabbalists are very big on it. Well, that's because they only have one tree in the background. Can it be smelled? How do you know that you need to make a broch on the reah? You're talking about something where you don't have a physical pleasure. It doesn't add anything to your body. But nonetheless, you have a mental pleasure. The question is whether do animals enjoy the smell? They just smell the smell. Those who want to say that nishama is dafka nishama, it's not nishama, have a big question of animal consciousness raised in this Gemara. Obviously, they smell it, or it wouldn't be there. The question is, do they enjoy it? And anybody who's watched a cat with it knows. Not only they enjoy it, I mean, it's almost
give me some of that stuff.
Absolutely.
So since this is smelling, not the
goose
that's
anybody?
Not smell.
So the shaila is here. Why do we need a riot? Didn't we say before that Azurla and not Melam Azet? Waiting for David's response. And there's a beautiful pshat. A beautiful chav. One of the lashonos of the Gemara before was kolam and then yolam hazev librachaki ibu ma'al. But the din is there's no meila on reah. So if you smell something good in the Beit HaMikdash, there's no isur meila on that. The meila, I need a raya. Even on this, you need a bracha. V'yomer of Zutra Batuvia. Omer Rav. Atidim bachurei Yisrael. She yitnu reach tov kalavanon. She amar yelchu yom kotav. V'yi kezayit hodo. Referring to the children of Yisrael, that will have the smell of the Lebanon, of the beautiful forest. Everybody's got a different different eight in the world. And people have to do different things at different times. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made all those things good for the proper place, which means that a person who's doing something that you couldn't imagine doing for your life, that person actually enjoys it. And so whatever he's doing, that's the umanut that he enjoys. He feels fulfilled from it. Omer Papa Haina de Amri Inche. You know, there's a common saying like that. But Papa often, by the way, brings common sayings, which we said was part of his Papa attitude. Papa being two mouths. Two things that Rav Papa does consistently throughout Shas. He brings two Lashinus of Brachas that says it's best to use both. Or two Piskei Halachas that says best to do both. Navdino L'Tavai. He always says to do both. My Papa. And he also always brings a common saying for a something that the Gemara says to show that it has two Mekoros. So what he does over here is his people say, Flame Kura L'Dover Acher V'Yotidei Avi. Yes, indeed. Give the little piggy a piece of nice, clean Kura around its neck, and it'll take care of it in its own way, meaning it'll go right over to the cesspool and roll around, because to him, that's Kishmai. The Omer of Zutrabar to the Omer of Avuka Kishnai, if you're holding a torch, that's like two people. The Yareach, once we're on the topic of Yericho and Reah, Yareach Kishlosha, the moon, is like three people. Now, of course, the only thing that this would be referring to would be the question of Shedim. So for Shedim, there's an afkamina, whether you're alone, you're two people, you're three people. So our question is, when we say Avuka Kishnayim, does that include a person who's carrying a torch, you and me is two? Which is one of the things you're supposed to say for a Shed when you hear one. You say, oh, well, you and me, that's two. And of course the Shed says, yeah, well, you and me, that's three. You think, well, in any event, we'll wait for itself. But the question is it two, or is the Avuk itself two? And then with him, it's three. Well, Tashma, it says the moon is like three. Now, if the moon is like three together with you, then it makes sense. But if you're going to tell me the moon is three without you, so then why do I need four? There's never an Afkamina of four. Arba Ramali. The Omar Mar. What? No, we're trying to avoid bad fairies, not fairies. 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 Shaving.
No, pears.
So there's no point in having four. L'yamamar le'echad nireu mazik. A shade will appear and hurt an individual is alone. L'shnayim nireu ve'no mazik. L'shloshe no nira kolik. And if you don't like meeting one of these things on the road, then you can have the moon. But there's no point in four. Clearly, the avuka with you is two. Your reyak with you is three. Yomer Rav Zutra bar two. Yomer Rav Marmel. Yomer Rav Chanabar Bizna. Yomer Rav Shimon Chasida. And some say it was Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Yochai. Noach lo la adam sheyapil atzmo latov kifshan ha'esh. Va'yalbim bnei chaverov v'rabim minalan mitamar. Shama himutzeit. Why did Tamar, who was about to be killed, not save her life by openly saying that it was all Yehuda's fault? And it's outrageous. Suppose Yehuda wouldn't have recognized the Yisimon. Suppose he wouldn't have wanted to admit that it was him. So she was going to allow herself to be killed. What right does she have to allow herself? What's more important for her to be doing? From here you see that indeed it's not Olam Shiyah, but that's what Tokif Shanaish, which is what they were going to say. Oh, it's so it's better to be burned to death than to embarrass someone else in order to get out. The question is, why isn't it included in the three big sins? So it is included. It's included under the since it's a Malbin Panav, it's Shvichut Amim, because it takes the blood away from his eyes. Included under Malbin Panim. The question over here is a question of kedima. In other words, we're at the end of the meal. We're about to use the shemen, which we talked about before. They like the shemen in order to clean their hands with the shemen. And the hadas they would use for the mugmar. So the shaila is the kedima. So do we go according to what's going to be used first, or do we go according to what's more chaviv? Apparently, the shaila has a lot of approaches in what this doesn't explain anywhere clearly what they're arguing in. But Beit Hillel says, look, since the Hadas, we can take one of the Pshatim, and the Rishonim is that it's healthy. So you're Mavarach Hadas first, and then on a Shemen. Says Rabbi Amliel, well, I want you to know, in this case, I am going to be Machriah, and that way you don't have to say you're going like Beit Shammai, and you're going to go like me, but I think Beit Shammai is right. Because look, when it comes to Shemen, you basically have two things in the Shemen. You have the smell of the oil, and you have the fact that the oil is an emollient, and you're using it for Sikha. And therefore, you're Zocher both to the Reach and Sikato. Whereas the Hadas, all you're getting is the Reach. You're not getting the Sikata Hadas. Lo Zechino. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Alachakadibre Amachriya. Well, that's the way we should pass it. Now, Rav Papa, Iko, the way Rav Huna, Breda Rav Yika, Aiko, the Kamayo, Shemen Ba'adas, takes Rav Papa, he makes the broch on the Hadas like Beit Hillel. Then he goes and he makes a broch on the Shemen. So they asked him, Lo Sabal Amar, Alachakadibre Amachriya. Don't you agree that in this case we follow Rabbi Gamliel? Omar, well, Rabbi says that look is like Beit Hillel, which was all a big fake for Lohi. I mean, he just wanted to get out of being caught. So Lishtamute Napshi with the Avad, he wanted to get out of there fast before anybody would pin him to the ground. And of course, Rava had very often said, I love it. well, so, you know, I mean, it's true. And, you know, worry about it later. See you guys. I just remembered something at home. Tana Rabbanan, have you lifnei Hashem and b'yayin? Ve'chamayim nimol chez Hashem and b'yimino, ve'tayayin b'smolo, mevarech al Hashemen, v'chozer u'mevarech al Hayayin. So the Shemen, since he's going to be saying the bracha on the Shemen first, so then he should hold it in his right hand. Shemen Oreh, the smell of the Shemen over here. And then he makes the bracha on the Yayin. Whereas Beit Hillel says, well, the Yayin should be held in his right hand because he's going to make a bracha on the Yayin first. So Chezet HaYayin b'yimino, et al Shemen b'smolo, mevarech al Hayayin, and only then al HaShemen. And then when he finishes making his bracha, he should rub his bracha on the head of the Shamash to clean them off. And that way, I mean, the good old Shamash will have nice, you know, nice shiny hair. Ve'im Shamash tamid chacham hu, tacho b'kotel. Now, if the Shamash himself is a Talmud Chacham, then he shouldn't rub it on the Talmud Chacham's hair. A Talmud Chacham should not walk out wearing perfume. And in those days, the only one who wore perfume were women. So if somebody was wearing perfume, he was obviously being mockers on himself as a woman. So he was cruising. That didn't look very good for a Talmud Chacham. So we should certainly not put something on the head of a Talmud Chacham. Shishad varim gnayla la Talmud Chacham. There's six things which are improper for a Talmud Chacham. Al yetzei kishu mevusam l'shuk. He should not go out wearing perfume. We'll see this is referring to perfume not on his body. Because on his body, he could be wearing a deodorant. But perfume on his hair, which doesn't require deodorizing, or on his begodim. He shouldn't go out alone at night. And over here, they'll think that he's looking for some action, but in the normal way. And he should not be wearing messy shoes that are patched. He shouldn't be speaking with a woman, again, to avoid chashad. He shouldn't be sitting around with Amei Haaretz. He shouldn't be the last one into Beit HaMidrash. He shouldn't be walking in a long step. And Ayalek Bekomazikufa, he shouldn't look, he doesn't have his nose up in the air and be walking around like a Balgaiba. Ayatek Yishumavusam, Lashukam, Rababar, Beba, Kiyabar, Abam, Rabbi Yochanan. That's only in places where homosexuality is common. So in Bakom Shechushudim, Amishkav Zachor, his dressing up, so to speak, like a woman, because that would be wearing perfume, would automatically put him in that category. Omrev Sheshes, Lohamrel, Bebigdo. This is only if he's putting the smell on his clothing. So there it's an attractant. But Begufo, Zeyama Abrele. If he's wearing this on his body, then of course the question is it's basically there's a deodorant against sweating. Similar in Zeya Ma'abra means that the Zeya is Me'aber, the smell. I don't like that. I think the Pshad is Zeya Ma'abra, this thing that he's putting on, is there for Zeya Ma'abir, to be Ma'abir at the Zeya. Umre Papa, Visaro Kibigdo Dami, I think his hair is like his beggars. Why would he be putting, of course that's why we're saying don't rub the oil into the hair of the Shamash if the Shamash is a Talmid Chacham. Again, for normal people, none of this is Nogea. It's only Talmid Chacham. No, seriously, it's only Talmid Chacham that people are kosher and so on. But a normal person, he doesn't have to walk around without bosom, because people are going to be questioning. So if he's a Talmud Chacham, we want to avoid this. So therefore, if it's his beged, his hair, it says over here is beged, therefore, tain is Rav Papa, it must be Saro Kibigdo Dami. But there are those who say that Lamais is no hakvan on Saro, and Saro is Kigufa Dami.
That's why the previous thing is that don't do it to Talmud Chacham.
Now, the only time we say this is where a person doesn't have a Seder at night. He has a Seder at night where he goes out every night, same time. People get used to the idea that he's going to the Seder, not to the red light district. So if God can only hit the maybe idea to Lina Kozla, people, you know, after a couple of years, maybe they'll finally figure out he's really going to a Seder, you know. I mean, they claimed what kind of Seder was it, you know, but finally somebody followed him. This is the Rabban puts in general, a Talmid Chacham needs to be dressed well by definition, has to be clean by definition, can't have any stains on his begotten, can't have any patches, and so on. So therefore, this is part of a general appearance issue. And anybody who doesn't do this, B'chal Shem Shemayim. But Rav Chiya Bar Abba, nothing. Didn't Rav Chiya Bar Abba go out with a patch on his shoe once? Amar Mazur to Brother Nachman, we're talking about heavily patched. Tlai Agav Tlai. I mean, the fact that a shoemaker patched a shoe is out of deny. But when we're somebody, it's just like a cheapo, and he's sitting there, and he keeps, you know, like these sneakers that look like that they're a couple of decades off, and so on. That's terrible. Lo Amar El Bepanta, this is only on the upper part of the shoe. On the gild, on the sole, let Lamba, we don't assume that people, I mean, even though disasters have happened on TV, as is well known from various fights, where I think it was a vice president, the president, the camera focused on the hole in his soul. Who was it? It was
Stevenson.
A long time ago. No, it was way before Gore. It could be it was Stevenson. It was terrible.
The
wasn't the pants I found.
Huh?
Just the hole.
It was a hole. A hole in the shoe. Yeah. And Lamaise, there was no hakod at that time because it was the first year's debate. Nobody, you know, nobody thought about it. It was mamish bizayin. So okay. So normally, you know, so he was sitting like this, you know, having a nice interview. So was, they couldn't resist. You know, so focus on the hole. What else? So therefore, normally speaking, people don't know what's going on in your soul. So the gildalit.
Although they claim they do.
Even when we're talking about the upper, it's only when people can see on your road. I mean, you want to wear your favorite old pair of slippers while you're smoking your pipe, that's your own business. But Beit HaLetlamba, in your house, you know, it's okay. Look, I mean, a guy's putting on junky shoes to walk through the mud. Nobody's going to be looking at how many patches there are in his shoes. I mean, all they see is a pile of mud. And we said, this has nothing to do with speaking with women. It has to do with people's chashash. And this even in your own wife. Everybody knows it's your own wife. So naturally, they're going to assume, aha. Uh-huh. So he starts up with everybody, doesn't he? Whatever it is. Certainly nowadays, that's the assumption, you know, especially when it's an older guy going around with
his niece.
You know, yeah. It's always... I'm going to talk about the looks I was getting in Ireland going around with my daughter. I see everybody saying, how did that old geezer get so young? The Al Yesev Bechaburaj Amearetz, my timer. Dilma Ativim Shufabatra. You don't want to be hanging around with Amearetz. You'll end up talking with them and thinking about the same things they think. You can end up like them.
So,
way.
Even try and be Makarev Amearetz?
It's another question. I mean, many don't let it. Many brought this until the Am was Machuria. You know, for many years, they never allowed anybody to get involved in Kurd. That's because it's like.
Pull you down.
Yeah, exactly. I mentioned this before. It's the same thing. Any place where people have a desire to do mitzvahs, that's where it has to be controlled. I mean, that's mamish. Same thing with the daf yomi. It's exactly the same thing. You know, people will put down a daf yomi, but you know, if you're going to be doing it, you'll be doing it the way we tell you to do it. The same thing with this. What happened was originally, I don't know if you remember, I'm sure you remember that nobody was allowed to go to NCSY or to be mishtate from these things. Finally, it became people sneaking out all the time, and half these people go out for Shabbos to be Isaac and various kibbutz. So Rav Moshe gave a tshuva, the famous 10% tshuva. Well, you're allowed to give 10% of your time to the makarif people. Then already we'll start making the organizations, and we'll become the committee, the educational committee, and until finally the whole thing was ruined. It became an industry. When it became an industry, it was destroyed. Why you can't say Achronan Beit HaMidrash? Why not be the last one into the Beit HaMidrash? And the Korah LePoshea, people say, "Well, that lazy, no good. Like everybody gets here first, and he gets here."
Someone's going to be last.
Well, no, not necessarily. It could be. Look, there's certainly a punishment to wait until people come in and then come in. So this guy waits a little bit too long. He waits till everybody's there, but he's the last one in that night. This is another issue. Adam taking long steps is, and this of course, as we know today, is the reason that everybody has glasses, because they always take three giant steps when they're kids, and so because of that their vision is destroyed. So taking a giant step takes away from our enav. Maita Kante, how do you fix that? Simple. Make sure you drink the nighttime kiddush of Shabbat. Best thing for your eyes, assuming that this was the problem. There may be other issues that are affecting your eyes, however.
But who doesn't drink kiddush during the night?
Well, you know, necessarily drink from the coast. I think it's in the show. I'm not interested in the show. He says that the Adam is a merkava for the Shekhinah, so to speak. Wherever he is, he can hope that he's on a darga, that the Shekhinah is al-Rosha. Fix his nose up in the air, he's being dofek to the Shekhinah. That's Shekhinah word. That's metaphor. Very good. Let's just have that brief review, huh? Maybe since I'm keeping you here, no, it's really going to be brief. Since I'm keeping you here, I'll even include it in the Dr. Yoni. We spoke about this before while you were busy preparing for my taiva and hanos, so of course I won't complain, but the fact is that yes, where there's a heter for Echa Nevarach Lekulam is an Indian specifically for Echa Nevarach Lekulam. No, of course not. It's only then in the Ahidur because of the COVID Melachim. That's in the Brovam question, but not, it's not a din in the Brocha per se. However, the question is the other way. If Chazal were not to Esad Mevorech L'Chaveiro. The question is, what happens over there? Can someone be Motzi Yidei Chaveiro Yer Bracha where he wasn't included? In fact, the Tosis over here has a problem with this. He brings Rabbeinu Elchanan. But it makes no sense for people to do a Bracha in this way, to be Motzi others, because you won't even be Yotze. You won't be Yotze if you're Kat Chaveiro. Whatever it is, the Ayin and the... Excuse me, in a case where you're not supposed to be Motzi Yidei Chaveiro, of course the same thing would be, and this is something that is known all over, people do, someone may say an alamivya for somebody else, if there's no kvirut, and it should be the same as this. In fact, we don't paskin like that, Rabbeinu Elchanan. I mean, the truth is that if someone made a bracha for someone else, he would be Yotze, b'diavad, and the Achronim suggest that because of the laxity in the alamivya, that one should specifically, yes, make a bracha for others, because people don't really know it, and therefore they'll skip it, and they forget it. Although, Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings that it's best because of the Shita. It's best to say it along at least with the other guy. In other words, even if you need the other person because you don't know the gears so well. So it's better for each person to mutter it along with him if possible. Right. Just to use him as a template for your own bracha.
That point would be with whoever, whatever one would want, either be
a... You can choose, exactly. Yeah, that's right. So I'm just pointing out that this has application even to halacha, because in terms of being makhrit, we could die on Sunday. I mean, there's also the other issues, you know, with the Alam Rechiv, the questions of the shiur, whether you had a shiur, not have a shiur. You say, okay, over there, you said it's on a suffix, you want to make sure that you're yotzi, though you don't think you had enough, or you don't need fast enough, or whatever the case is.
The whole idea of the Kiddush.
The Kiddush has so many problems associated with it, which we will get to in the brief review. We said we're going to do a quick review of the Dinner Pata Baba Kizim. I think it's very important, because it raises a lot of the issues, not only about these mezonos, supposed mezonos rules, and but also b'chalal about the problem of eating crackers and things like that at a Kiddush without the Nidilat Yadayim Rebrikat HaMazon. We'll spend a few minutes after the daf today. It's a terrible story that I was witness to. It was my daughter's best friend was Mandelbaum. So when she got engaged, they went to she got engaged to someone who was same name as her father.
Really?
They went to ask for pshat
nezamim. First name.
Okay, it could even it was two names. So they went to ask for pshat nezamim, and pshat nezamim passed him perfectly all right, not a problem. So she got engaged. The next morning, her father dropped dead. A young man, and of course, the family blamed themselves. They did this. They were the ones. You know, people get into that kind of thing. Kala's father. He speaks about that. I mean, people are mocked, but it's one thing. This is the main issue. Yehuda, he was nifter later. That's a different story. This is Yehuda from Telstone. Cecil's husband. So my father, that's always in the country at that time. You have to be in the country for some time. I don't remember what it was. And he heard that they were doing this. They were blaming themselves. So he traveled special there. No, my father, that's always went to Telstone there. It was a Talmud of his. My son, Yehuda. So he went there and brought the whole thing up in the open and asked them whether there are they ma'aminim in Torah. He says to them, "Are you ma'aminim in halacha? Did you ask a shayla?" To have that kind of feeling is minut vapikursut. I mean, really, so of course, father's not feeling guilty about feeling that way.
Feel better, all better.
But it was a tough thing. Something like that.
What's the mother's name?
Yeah. But it's true. They won't take the shit out of them.
There's no reason that
yeah.
the mother dies and they can't name kids or grandchildren after that one dies because the mother is still around and so they wouldn't give her name.
It's only for our generation.
Yeah.
It's a completely different issue. Okay, anyway, continuing on here. Balayam Yain Betoch. Oh, so we got up to already the two dots. No, we did that, I'm sorry.